This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, educated educators talking education.
Yes, it's Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education. Friday, face-offs, free throws, face-offs. Hey, maybe a little something else today too. But Johnny, how you doing, my friend?
Hey, man, I'm doing good. You know, love this session, love these updates. Excited to hear what's happening in sports, especially some of my favorite teams over there in Wisconsin. So got our guest today. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, we love him. But we got to check in on Jess. Jess, how you doing today?
I'm doing all right. I took a couple days off last week, was able to put my head back together. That was necessary. Did some regulating and happy to be here and super excited to hear some updates on Wisconsin sports.
Yeah, well, you know, when we want to get some updates, yeah, we've got some great connections, but, you know, got to love this guy. Yeah, it's Chad Holmes. He's back. He's visiting with us. He's got lots to talk about. Chad, how you doing, man?
So busy. It's taking my voice, but we're fighting through it. It's such an exciting time because winter sports, winter is a long season, but we're right at the doorstep of the playoffs starting here in a couple of weeks.
Well, how's Johnny's favorite hockey team, the Storm, doing?
They're doing well. They are right now ranked number 2 in the state, and I'm sure he'll be tuned in on Saturday because they take on number 3 ranked Superior. And this coming weekend on Sunday, the seeding meetings will be held, and they'll have the brackets for the playoffs, and the Storm and Superior are in the same bracket, and this game will determine who the number 1 seed is and get that inside track towards the state tournament. So they're doing very well. They're 18-3 and getting ready for that playoff push to make it 2 state titles in a row.
Johnny.
Oh, I love it, man. That's a wagon of a team for all you Storm chasers out there like me, following them on social media, tuning into Civic Media to catch those live broadcasts, Chad. I love it, man. Keep bringing that heat. Come on, yes, Storm.
And that's Saturday afternoon with me.
That's right.
You love that. You know, I wonder, though, too. I mean, are they doing that well because they added Johnny Lupinacci to that fan base? You know, he's pushing some energy out.
No credit to me. That's a team that needs no support from all the way out here to be doing as good as they're doing.
Never underestimate the power of positive thoughts.
That's there, right.
And we know that our Dr. Johnny Lupinacci is always, he's truly the Storm Chaser. So love that. So Chad, you know, we got some updates on football, but before we have some updates on football, just your thoughts though, you know, hockey, basketball, wrestling, there's, as you said, busy. Give us a little rundown.
Well, right now, again, one thing I'm going to note that, and I said this before we went on the air, a lot of these teams are fighting illness. I've never seen it like this winter, where we've had postponements. Yep. There was a game last night was postponed because half the team was out. I was supposed to do a game last Thursday, postponed. I wasn't going to do it myself because I had no voice. And then I heard, well, the game was postponed, so I didn't miss it. Earlier in the week as well. I mean, it's really been a battle this winter. And I think a lot of the success that teams are having or not having has been a lot to do with illness, with injury, and it will be interesting to see as we get to the playoffs if that continues and if that causes some issues.
Johnny, I mean, how's it going out there in Washington with you and your team, you know, hockey team? I mean, is it the same effect or is this a Wisconsin localized infection?
Regarding the health, you know, our team's pretty healthy, but we've experienced this same thing, Chad. Lots of like the flu. It's just been wiping out teams and competitions across the state for a number of sports. And I know school attendance is the same thing, right? We talk about how connected these programs are to the day in and day out work that our students are putting into the classrooms and their teachers and the coaches and all the people who come together in community to make these events happen. Well, this has been one heck of a winter in terms of big waves of the flu or whatever it is coming through, and illness, right? Having to have postponements, cancellations, reschedules, or just teams playing through it, which is not always the best thing, right? Because that spreads it even more. So glad to hear over in Wisconsin, they're figuring out the reschedule, because that's a constant battle we're having. It's like, well, can't you just play through it? Well, doesn't that just, did we learn nothing from the COVID era, right? Like, let's just reschedule it for when we have a, you know, better, healthier group of people to support the entire event. So yeah, same thing happening over here in Washington.
And everybody wants to play. Heck, yeah. Last Thursday and Friday, it killed me to miss broadcasts. I said, I just can't do it. I don't want to go out there. I don't want to spread anything. I wasn't feeling well along with the voice. Now it's just the voice. I feel fine, except the voice won't come back. But again, we have to be smart. And I think you're right. I think many people, at least around here, have been smart about it, knowing that, hey, we can reschedule. There's more important things than to try to force a game and get more kids sick. And then what about the next game? I mean, at some point, you have to get these kids healthy so they're able to go out there. And if you're not healthy, injuries become a factor as well.
Joni, I was wondering, though, the way you said that, too, you know, kind of reminding me, if we haven't learned anything, you know, part of me was going to go like, well, we really haven't. But the reality, though, that you said, you point that out, but that whole, you know, play through it, come on, get out there. You know, I think in times past, and my past particularly, that kind of was a sense of, you know, if that was happening, you know, you got to get out there. In fact, you know, that's the sign of a champion, is pushing through it. Just thinking about this seems like a real healthy development to say, you know what, we're going to postpone. We're going to work together on that. It's just a random thought that came across for me. Johnny, come on, man. Comment on that.
I mean, easier said than done. We could have a whole session on this. I get it in theory, and then in practice, it's really hard. That's why I advocate for, you know, as much of our programs as we can, get large groups of participants, because sometimes rescheduling isn't possible, but sitting out is, right? And it's just really hard to navigate this because you think about travel and buses and all the different things. So, but yeah, illness is part of winter. How do we take care of ourselves and our community to stay healthy? Because these things are incredibly difficult to reschedule. But enough of this, you know, I digress. I get way into the weeds, and Chad and I can share, you know, horror stories of the rescheduling nature of athletics. But let's get into what else is going on in sports.
Yeah. So Chad, I see this, Jimmy Cuska put it out there. Civic Media kind of goes over. WIAA approves high school football playoff changes beginning with the 2025 season. What is this all about, Chad?
There's been a lot of complaints from football coaches about a lack of transparency based on how you get seeded in the playoffs, and also generally about fairness in terms of getting into the playoffs. So the coaches group put out a proposal, and the WIAA had some issues in football last fall. In fact, two teams that qualified for the playoffs were inadvertently kept out of the playoffs because of a mistake in the office. And the person that was in charge of football in the WIAA office has announced he's retiring. I think it's one of those things where, yeah, you either retire or you're going somewhere else. And obviously, it was a case where two teams that should have been in the playoffs didn't get a chance because of a mistake. And part of that, the mistake was not really the reason behind these changes, but there's been a lot of mystery on what's important when it comes to the wins you get. Do you get credit for playing better teams? Do you get no credit for playing and losing to a better team? So they have now got a new system that will hopefully take into account who you beat, who you lose to, and also have transparency so there's not the same number of surprises when the seedings come up, because there have been times where one team will beat another team during their conference season, and then the postseason bracket will come out, and the team that lost will be ahead of the other team in the bracket. And nobody has been able to properly explain why, based on the computer algorithms that they were using, and one of those situations. So I think the fact that the coaches pushed this through, and I give credit to the WIAA for approving it quickly as well.
Well, yeah, looking at that, you know, you brought it up. The algorithm, I think in our world now, the whole idea of social media, the algorithms, kind of a distrust in the sense of going, you know, okay, so what the heck's happening with all these teams and all their schedules? And then at the end of it, there's a spit out that says, here's in the playoffs, here's who's in the playoffs, here's who's not. And the reality, then you look at that list, it sounds like lots of coaches and people said, well, this doesn't make any sense from the standpoint of, you know, even just a simple, you know, our record would seem to indicate that maybe we should be in a different seed. Is that the kind of sense that was happening here, Chad?
Yes. And in fact, they've been using computers for both basketball and football recently. And a couple of years ago, one of the teams that we cover was involved in a situation like that, where they beat their opponent twice during the regular season, and then they were seated behind them, so they had to go on the road in the playoffs, and then lost. And there were some very upset folks. And the whole question was, why? And nobody could give really great answers. They would not give all the information on what went into the computer. And I don't know whether or not the folks at the WIAA could dig in and read what was in the computer as well.
Johnny.
Oh, yeah.
You were nodding away there.
I just know this tension and this kind of, you know, as a coach and especially as a player, you know, it's hard to determine rankings. There's all kinds of different systems and algorithms and a lot that goes into it. I'm a big fan of transparency on that stuff. So, that you know, why per se, like Chad said, you might have won both times against an opponent, but they are seated higher than you are. And so, you know, they have, you know, maybe home field advantage or whatnot. It's complicated. And, you know, this is part of democracy, figuring out these decisions together. And it's why local involvement, boards of coaches and high school athletic associations and youth programs and all these get together and figure these things out. They have these summits and conferences and meetings to figure it out. But I'm a big fan of strength of schedule. It's hard. I mean, because you can, you know, you could be undefeated and seated lower than somebody who may have experienced some losses, but their losses were to really tough teams. So this is like, I like the balance. And then in tiebreakers and things like that, head-to-head kind of determines, you know, things and is a bit of a tiebreaker. But trust me, it is far more complicated than that. So transparency on the algorithms and the use of computers is always helpful, but it's never simple. And this is how democracy works. I love that. Democracy is helpful, but never simple. And these are democratic decisions that are made. So lots of voices and love chopping it up and talking about that, because I know at every level, there is a lot of folks sharing their experiences, considering what works best for the overall, and having these meetings, open meetings, you know, that are public in a lot of ways. So it's not mystical or mystery. There's no conspiracy here, but it's democracy, figuring out what works best. And it's never static. It's always dynamic. That's why your voice is valued and matters. So get involved. If you don't like how it's determined, you know, get involved and learn about that and have your voice be heard.
And another good aspect of this meeting that just occurred with the WIAA, they also expanded the 8-player football playoffs, which is something they should have done as well. They will now have the same number of teams make the playoffs as the 11-player divisions. They've gone up from 16 to 32 teams. Hmm. And also that means they will start their season the same time as the 11-player teams do. And I've always thought that was, I think in some ways it's a good thing to start a little later, because you don't want to start too far before school. But at the same time, they were losing a game, and you want to give the same opportunities for the 8-player team. So now they're going to be moving up the start of the 8-player season to align with the 11-player season, and they will have the same number of playoffs. And I think that's another good move based on this meeting this week.
Well, and, you know, back to democracy, Johnny, just, you know, so you're here, you know, check it out on the Civic Media website, the piece by Jimmy Cuska. But right here, 425 coaches about total in the state, 400 of them took the time to do a survey to try to figure out what everybody was thinking. And that, guess what? You know, and of that, 350 indicated that they supported this proposal. So, hey, it sounds to me like this has a lot of approval. In fact, one of the quotes here was, you know, hey, if it would have been closer to 50-50, this maybe wouldn't have even gone through. Chad, any thoughts on that?
I agree that with these kind of changes, you need overwhelming support. And maybe that's right. Maybe that's not so right. But it certainly does go a long way. And I think the engagement, I think you underline that, the engagement also said how important it was.
It's Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Face-offs and free throws and face-offs Friday. Our guest, Civic Media's Chad Holmes. Hey, if you got a thought, you know, if you would like to be a part of that, you know, consideration, 608-557-8577. We'd love to hear your thoughts on the WIAA's new playoff rules and how they're coming across next year at 608-557-8577. That's the Busted Pencils mailbag. You know, hey, might as well throw in a little public service announcement there from Jess. She said, hey, guess what? It's peak flu season in February and March, as we're absolutely hearing there. It's not too late to get your flu shot. Making sure we get that out there. Thanks, Jess.
You're welcome. A lot of people think that the peak flu season is like December, January. It's actually quite a bit later than that. And it is, flu shots are still being offered. Most people who have insurance will pay nothing for a flu shot. And yeah, never too late.
Nice. And hey, got a little question there from Johnny Lupinacci. What time is the Storm game this Saturday?
2 p.m. 1:50 airtime. So always want to set it up. Set up the foundation for the broadcast.
Well, set up the foundation and just remind everybody, Chad, where can, you know, across all Civic Media?
No, just on our WASA station,
okay.
98.9 WXCO. You can go online, listen to it at our website, WXCO.fm, and also on the Civic Media app, open up the WXCO part of the app.
And there you go. That's where you can find the Storm game. That's Saturday, 2 o'clock. Always loving having Chad Holmes stop by. Chad, thanks for busting pencils with us this morning.
My pleasure.
Appreciate it. And now it's time for your moment of zen. Indeed, it is impossible to be neutral.
All right, listeners, don't miss Saturday. You heard it here. Catch the Storm on the WASA channel and the Civic Media app. So you can get that also Saturday afternoon, folks, across the Civic Media Network. Catch Busted Pencils. Tim and I are going to break down this week's class in session. It was a good one, conversation with Randy Weingarten. So we're going to expand on that. So tune in and listen to that across all the Civic Media networks. And then see you next week, homeroom on Monday. Keep busting pencils.